Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 56. I got Terry, Whitey, and Alex in the call. That was almost in harmony. That was actually pretty impressive.
We're taking off with our singing career.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What do you guys call yourselves?
Terry.
Don't put Terry on the spot like that.
Take it away.
we call ourselves the vocal butts, because we sing with our butts.
And our hearts.
Our hearts come out of our butts.
We sing out of our butts with lyrics written by our heart.
Yeah,
Well, you guys, that's just a beautiful name for a beautiful group of singers.
Thank you. Yeah, putting us on the spot like that, Alex.
Nicer than the last person.
That's a much nicer comment than what the last person told us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, how's your guys' reviews on iTunes?
What?
Not so good.
iTunes.
So good.
Oh, so good.
I'm deleting all the ones that aren't good.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So we actually we lost a little bit just like right after this. All we did pretty much was bring up a little bit about Nintendo, and then we brought up some of the other conferences and started talking about Watch Dogs and how they're not 100% sure if it's going to be coming to consoles or not. It was probably about maybe 15 minutes worth of talking. Sorry, guys, but, you know, sometimes shit fucks up, and I've tried very hard to bring it back, but I can't. Anyways, let's get back to the podcast. We'll pick it up to where I brought up the fact that Watch Dogs may not be coming to all the consoles or not. All right, thanks. So, yeah, Watch Dogs, kind of iffy on the consoles, I guess, because they're not really saying what it's coming to. They're just saying PC and consoles. They're saying consoles.
Whatever, I'll get it on PC.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't doubt it won't be on 360. Because it would be Flex 60. Why?
Because it's fucking E3. They like to bring your hopes up and then just fucking shit on them. That's it. That's what it is. It's in the subtext of E3.
Yeah, but it's Ubisoft.
And they do like the 360.
They do everything, yeah. They're on every system. They don't care. They don't care who they give it to.
They had a 360 had Assassin's
Creed way before everyone. Did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they did.
That damn true.
By a far margin, too, didn't it? Like, mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed 2 came out.
And then they came out on one, and then they came out with one.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt Watch Dogs is going to be on 360.
I don't doubt, after seeing the reaction, Microsoft's going to drop a whole bunch of money to make sure that happens.
I know, right?
They're going to go up to Ubisoft, hey, we want that.
Hey there, champ.
You seem to have dropped your briefcase back over here at E3.
Your briefcase here. Full of money.
Man, this thing is heavy. There must be a lot in there.
I wonder what's in there. Oh, well, look forward to Watch Dogs.
I guess
we sure are excited for Watch Dogs.
You know, Watch Dogs looks amazing. And looks like it could be a lot of fun. Anyways.
On 360.
Love to play it while sitting on my couch. You know, I don't own a PS3 though.
Oh man! Am I gonna? What can I do about that? What can we do?
What do you suggest that I could do to play Watch Dogs sitting on my couch? Don't own a PS3. Throughout my Wii. Don't plan on getting a Wii U. My PC, it's not good. It's not good. I use it to log on to Ubisoft. Check my friends up on there, send them messages on Ubisoft.com.
And, it's funny, though. I have a 360, though.
I have a 360, and I have no games to play right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, I guess I'll come to that bridge when I get to it.
Anyways, man, this briefcase, you got it embroidered and everything. It says Ubisoft has your logo. Yeah. It's
got your name on it.
This is nice. Anyways, I'm going to have my assistant over here help me lift it up because it's so heavy, you know? It's almost like it's full of gold bars. Perhaps. You know, does that interest you? No?
I bet if you dug down to the bottom, you'd find those gold bars.
Maybe behind a secret backing. But anyways, I'll let you know. Yeah, it's your briefcase, know, you know. Here you go.
I'll see you later, champ.
And that's how Microsoft does business.
They're a class act.
Very
man.
Roundabout way.
They could just come out and just say it and just be like, all right, let's just set up a deal. You know?
Nah, they're really slick about it.
They don't have anything on paper. It's all paid in gold bars.
We don't keep a paper trail. Can't afford it.
Gold bars.
Like, when people research Microsoft in the future, once it's gone and new things have come, it'll just say Microsoft. It was a company.
Not sure what they did though.
Yeah, below the radar on that.
See, they're smart.
They are smart.
So, Kingdom Hearts wants to add Pixar. Yeah, Alex, you brought this in up a little bit earlier.
So, yeah, but what does that mean?
Okay, well, we argued about this a little bit earlier.
See, because they already showed off the 3DS one, and if they want to add Pixar, that means they're working on another, right?
Well, he's already said he wants to make a console one. He wants to go back to console. They're going to be making more, like, that's the thing.
But see, here's my question. Is it going to be another stupid spin-off that they've been giving us forever?
If it's going to be on console, I imagine it's the big boy.
That's what everybody's waiting for.
Yeah, it's been years.
Give it to us already.
Bullshit.
Give it to us already.
You make the main story on console and then continue the story on handheld. Like, why would you do that?
I'll put, like, in between shit on handheld.
Yeah.
I'm done with this in between. I want to know what happens. I want to know what I saw at the end of 2.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The next one after 2, or no. At the end of 2, that's the PSP version.
No. What?
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant
secret ending. Yeah, the one that everybody's like, what did I just watch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the PSP version.
What?
The one with the armor and everything? That's PSP. That's what I was just complaining about. How they continued the story on handhelds. Yeah, I don't even remember what it's called. Whatever the PSP version is, that one is the prequel that goes over the secret ending stuff.
So that's
Birth by Sleep.
That's and then this new one, the 3DS one, happens after 2.
3DS one happens after 2. There's like a million that happen after 2.
No.
Well, there was also a DS one, that 358 over 2.
Yeah, that was a prequel too.
That was a prequel.
That takes place between 1 and 2.
Alright, so if we were to put them in order, chronologically.
Okay. Here's how it goes. The PSP version, that would be the earliest one out right now.
Birth by Sleep.
Birth by Sleep, that's what it's called. Yes, that one. That's the earliest in the series.
Okay.
And then 1 happens, and then the
358 over 2.
Well, that one happens along with the card one. What's it called?
Chain of Memories.
Chain of Memories. Those happen at the same time.
So if they happen at the same time, they're from 2 different perspectives.
Well, it's actually 3 if you want to get into it, because you play both characters in Chain of Memories. You play Riku and Sora in Chain of Memories, and then...
Yeah, but you have to unlock Riku. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, you just beat the game, and then you unlock him. And that game's horrible, by the way. I played it all the way through, both characters.
I did too, and I got used to it. You know?
That's so stupid.
But it was stupid. Get these
cards. Bullshit. Whatever. Anyway, so those happen, and then I guess the mobile game. The mobile game that got ported to DS, that happens.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it originally was a game for cell phone, and they ported it to DS.
Yeah.
So then that happened. Coded, yeah. And then Kingdom Hearts 2 happens. And then the 3DS one will happen afterward.
Which I think you're actually wrong on that, Terry.
What am I wrong on?
Kingdom Hearts 2 came out before Coded.
Yeah, I know it came out
before. Yeah, we're putting it chronologically, though.
Story-wise. Okay.
Story, yeah.
Okay.
So then, there hasn't been anything after 2 until the 3DS one comes out. And even then, that one is like a side story that takes place in their dreams or whatever.
The Birth by Sleep one?
No, the Dream Drop. One I thought Dream Drop Distance is just going to be like a remake of 1, but you play as Riku?
No. It's the continuation, but it's in their dreams.
So I'm very lost in the story. Last I remember, Riku was part of the other team, the bad guys. And then you saved Kairi. That's all I remember at the end.
What?
I don't know. But it's been years since I played Kingdom Hearts 2.
That's like a few hours before the end.
No, you're in the last place, in the world that never was, and you're going up this tower where you fight more and more members of Organization 13, and you save Kairi at one point, then you keep going up the tower until you get to the bad guy, and there's the moon there shaped like the heart. And then I can't remember.
As far as it goes.
I can't remember what happens after that.
Okay, well, because at that point, you don't really save Kairi. She was already with Riku, and they just show up there. And then that's when Riku was like, looked like, what's his name? Xemnas or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever happens, Kingdom Hearts, the heart moon thing fixes it or whatever, and he's back to normal. So then you and him go up and fight the final boss, and then you end up
back on... So you're besties again.
Yes, you're besties again. And you end up back on Destiny Island.
The beginning level, island.
Yeah.
That level is the hub for a massive shitstorm.
And then at the very, very end of that, they're all hanging out, and then they get like a message in a bottle from Mickey, like, "Hey, I need your help."
Yeah. Oh, why? Why does that sound familiar?
And then that's it.
I want to talk about my experience with Kingdom Hearts, the series. I played the first one for maybe 10 minutes, and at the time I was just like, "What the fuck is? I don't get it." Nope, I was done. Then someone let me borrow Kingdom Hearts 2, and I had nothing to do at that time because I think someone was using my computer at the time. No, I don't think I really did a whole lot of computer stuff then. But anyways, I played Kingdom Hearts 2 for like 24 hours straight.
Kingdom Hearts 2 was definitely the better one.
I was blown away. I at that time, I hadn't. That wasn't like a time where I knew video games can keep me entertained, and to the point where I was just like, "Nope, I'm beating this. Nope, nope, nope. This is going down." You know, it was awesome. Like, it's a great game for its time, and it's actually really hard to believe because I'm thinking back to when I actually did play it. How long ago that was.
So you never played the first one?
It was a while ago.
I never played the first one, and I don't think I can go back and play the first one because I don't think it'll hold up.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm so spoiled.
Two will.
I feel like 2 could still hold up. And I think even Sly Fox is actually doing a Let's Play of number 2 right now. So he's bringing it back, you know. So I was actually kind of hoping, because there was a lot of people, you know, fucking all over Twitter and shit, like, talking about, "Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3, let's do it," you know, and then it was Kingdom Hearts 3DS, and it wasn't even a thing. It was just something that we saw, like, in the midst of Nintendo just parading around videos and, like, little snapshots of things.
Oh, you know?
And then
it just came up for a second.
Yeah, and then it was, like, on a 3DS, and it was, like, the splash screen came up, it was like, "Kingdom Hearts 3DS," or whatever, 3DS 3. And then, like, within 10 seconds, it was gone. It was just on and go, and no one talked about it. It just went on to the next game that they were showing, and I chose probably Pikmin 3 again.
You don't know when they first announced that game. It was the major cock tease, because it was like, "Kingdom Hearts 3, and everybody's like, 3DS.
3DS.
I think Nintendo's just like, ah, fuck you! Buy our shit!
I remember that, because that was the day that, like a whole bunch of Square Enix stuff dropped. Like, there was, like, three different trailers for three different Final Fantasy games, which, now that I think about it, two of those games didn't show up at E3 at all.
Versus...
And then that one they were doing for PSP.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was called. It was all in Japanese. Hmm. But, I remember that day. It's like Kingdom Hearts and three different Final Fantasies, and it was just a shitstorm. And then they came out with the screenshots too of the Kingdom Hearts, and I was like, "What is this?" Because they all look like they all had Kingdom Hearts 1 outfits on. It was all
exactly. That's why I thought it was from Riku, and you were the guy was playing as Riku, and it had Travis Town from the first one.
Yeah, and then he's fighting all these colorful fucking monsters and shit. And then the name came up, Dream Drop Distance, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?
What the fuck?"
And as soon as that came out, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Another fucking handheld piece of shit. And they were flying everywhere. Ah, oh, man. I remember that first trailer very well now.
No.
That's enough of Kingdom Hearts 2. Have you guys seen any other Borderlands 2 footage from E3?
No.
Neither have I. And I looked for it. And it's not there. There's people showing the same shit that we've already seen, and that's about it. I'm very disappointed.
Some more wub wub.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that whole, like, section was just all dubstep, along with, like, a bunch of other places at E3. Like, someone, I don't know who said it, but I think someone was talking about how, like, E3 was basically just full of trailers with dubstep.
They were.
That's all E3 was.
That's, like... That's the reality of life. Dubstep is slowly becoming a part of gaming, and I don't know how I feel about that.
We were watching a trailer, remember? I forgot what game it was, but it was like, here comes, as soon as the drop came, it's like, boom, whoa, 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 everyone's like, there it is.
Like, I don't mind it if it fits the game.
Yeah, I don't really care.
It's getting thrown around on everything.
Which is not the way it should be.
Gonna have a bad time.
I'm having a bad time, Terry. See? Me, the king of having good times. Huh?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's what we call you.
That's what you tell me all the time, anyways. Here comes Dwight. He's always having a good time.
Yes, king of good times.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Except for the last few days where my computer can't do anything without blue screen over and over and over. So,
you
aside
should...
from that, great time. You call me Mr. Good Times. Yeah?
All right, Mr. Good Times.
All right, good times.
So, I would... say that I'm excited for, or, you know, games I'm excited for from E3. I would say Borderlands, but I haven't seen shit that I haven't already seen. And so I'm just, like, waiting for, like, a press release or something. It's like, oh, hey, here's all the stuff we didn't talk about.
Well, what more do you need to know?
I don't know. I just want
to see. I mean, it is Borderlands. What do you need from it?
I don't know. I need something. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like I already know as much as I need to know.
You do. There's the classes. There's the guns. What's up?
I don't know. I just want more. I want, like, awesome gameplay.
Yeah, I just want to play it already.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of stuff we haven't seen, do you guys watch all that Armored Kill stuff?
No.
No.
Oh, I got linked to it a bunch of times, but I still have not watched it.
Really?
I don't know how much I want to watch it.
There is.
Because I know it's going to be awesome, but...
That map, that desert map, that that it's big. Let me tell you.
That's the biggest one, right?
Enormous. There are 7 points.
On console?
I don't know about console.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's...
I don't know, but...
It won't be on console.
7. The main thing about that map is there's one point, I guess, somewhere in the middle that's going to have the AC-130. And you got to capture that point.
Why would they put the AC-130 in the middle?
Whoever controls that point controls the game.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. Because there's, I mean, you can't just put in a super overpowered, you know, plane. You know, that's like saying like whoever has the chopper gunner, you know, wins the game, which is not true. You know,
but it's an AC-130.
If we were talking about Bad Company 2, then yeah, if you have the chopper gunner, you're gonna win.
Yeah, but you can't do death circles anymore. So
yeah, I miss those.
See, what the thing though is, you can actually lock on to the AC-130 and shoot it down. That thing. I think the only countermeasure for that thing are flares, and it dumps a lot of them. No, you know how when you're flying and you pop your flares, it's like a little splash of flares, like a firework. So this thing drops.
I think it's 4th of July. You can't hit me.
No. It just dumps just hundreds of pounds of flares.
Burning the people on the ground.
It's dropping like molten metal on people down below.
Hey, is that Nisokia?
Yeah, I'm gonna be picking up my premium this weekend though.
Yeah, same.
Like mid next week for me.
I don't know. The thing though, now it actually gives jets something to do instead of ground support and dogfighting. But you gotta protect the AC-130 now.
Yeah, they got some big guns on that though. Can they turn them on the jet though?
They can, yeah. If you get it in its way, it will shoot you. They have, I think the guns they put on it are the minigun and the howitzer cannon, which is, it's a pretty loud gun. It's like a mortar.
So you can switch between the two?
Well, there's two. Well, in the AC-130, there's only two gunners.
Oh, it's two gunners, right? That's right. Yeah, so who's piloting it?
Nobody. I think it's on rails.
It's on rails. Okay.
And everybody's complaining.
I heard though that you can spawn on it and you'll just automatically parachute down from it.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be super cool.
Go!
Dude, Battlefield is awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay, let me qualify that a little bit. I played Modern Warfare 3 for the very first time the other day. My sister, she bought it because she's stupid, and so.
Okay.
No, she bought it, and I'll admit, part of me does want it just as like a nonsense game. You know, I kind of put it on for when I just don't care and I just kind of want to run around at 60 frames a second, you know, kind of blasting people, you know? And, but just playing it, it just seems really dull. Like, it feels very arcadey after coming, you know, playing from so much Battlefield. Because back when, like, Bad Company 2, I was still playing Modern Warfare 2 and Blops. You know, I was playing those two games. Alongside of Bad Company 2, and I preferred Bad Company 2, but I wasn't so serious about it to the point where I was like, I wanted to play it on my own, or, you know, if I didn't have anybody to play with, I would never play it. And I do that now with Battlefield 3 every now and then, because I just, you know, want to try out other stuff or do whatever. And so I didn't mind playing Call of Duty along the same time of playing Battlefield, but now with Battlefield 3 out, there's just so much extra, like there's so much more that you can do. Like every match is like truly unique, you know, unless you're playing against like the same team over and over. Like sometimes if like tons of us are on the same team, you know, if like all just team members, is all, that's basically it. That every match is basically the same thing. It's us pushing you back to your last point and then just, you know, being bored for the rest of the match. Well, for me anyways, because I'm never in the action when that happens. I'm just, like, running around the map, like, trying to find stuff to do. And then, I don't know, jumping into Modern Warfare 3, it was just very, very arcadey. I can't really phrase it any other way. It felt like it was just a game that you can just jump in, play for a little while, and then you move on. you know, Battlefield 3, I feel like I could play for hours and hours and then be like, well, shit, everybody's kind of drifting out. I guess I'll stop too, you know. But what, how many games did we play, Alex? Three? Four?
No, we played more than that.
No, we didn't. We played like four.
We played like four kill confirmed and I think like two team deathmatch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And we only played an extra one because I unlocked the grenade launcher for my scar, and I was just unlocked it. I want to go noob tube people, so I was just running around, and it took me like 8 deaths before I got a kill with it. I got a lot of hit markers, but I didn't get a single death.
I didn't like that game, dude. It's just the level design was so bad.
It is very hectic now. It is all over the place now. Which is, I guess, it's a double-edged sword. It's good because it keeps things random, but it's bad because I feel like there's no flow to the game. And, like, people were just kind of, like, hanging out in corners, and there's people proned in just really odd places, like in the middle of a hallway. Like, not at the end or anything like that. In the middle of the hallway, they were just proned. And,
yeah, they corner camp a lot.
Yeah, that too. They'll just kind of wait for you to run by, and they'll just... Okay.
Hey.
There's too many levels to it, you know what I mean? Like, there's upstairs, and then...
Oh, okay, you mean levels.
Yeah, like, upstairs, like, and then...
Yeah, like, downstairs. And then there's a basement.
I know they had it more for Modern Warfare 2, but they kept it, you know, at a minimum. Like, there was either the downstairs level and then the upstairs level, like in the airport level. Remember?
Yeah. I really like
this
the terminal.
There's like 30 houses. Yeah.
I love terminal.
30 houses in this one that you can get in there, and then there's a... I don't know. I just didn't like it. Too much. There's too much.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe we're just being way too biased because we're not really giving it a fair shot because we've only played it for a little while.
Well, I've been playing it for a while, and I still don't like it. I played Modern Warfare 2 this morning with Bagetta, and it felt so much better.
Yeah, but you know Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, like, but I played enough Modern Warfare 3 to know Modern Warfare 3.
Says who?
Says my level 50 rank.
Oh, I guess. Wait, is that... You didn't even prestige yet, though.
No, and I probably won't, because I don't care enough for the game.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many people are actually prestiging still. Because I feel like that was just sort of like a thing that you did back when, but now it's just kind of like, I'm tired of doing this all the time. Unless they give, like, certain rewards if you're, like, a certain prestige now.
Well, they did it, starting with 2. Like, you get an extra class or something.
Yeah, you get an extra custom class for each one, but, like... After about 3, like, you really don't even need any extra ones. It's just, like, if you ever feel like having, a set amount of, like, specific classes for things, you know? Like, this is my one class that has a shotgun and a pistol, and this one's a shotgun, but it's a different pistol with a different attachment type of thing. Like,
it's a little pistol.
I have those. I have, like, 3 classes using the SCAR alone.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, like... That's when you would want those extra classes. But other than that, there isn't a whole lot, you know, to work with.
No.
And I then feel like that would be something, though, that they would add in.
I don't know. Like,
go on.
Express your
feelings.
I don't like Modern Warfare 3.
Get it out, girl.
It's so hard to see people in the game, too. They blend so well with the level.
It's camouflage.
No, but it's
no,
stupid.
No, it's not.
It's not no camouflage. It's just dumb. They're oddly discolored.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can make the same argument about Battlefield, though.
No, because Battlefield, you can actually change your colors.
You can change it in Call of Duty, can't you?
No.
You can put stickers on your gun.
Ah.
Wait, I don't think
I don't know
do
if you can do that.
More.
So, damn. Some perks are just way too cool to keep. You know,
it's gonna be a Black Duty thing.
I think that's what it was. I think it was a Treyarch thing and not an Infinity Ward thing. Well, it's not even an Infinity Ward anymore, is it? Or was this last one Infinity Ward?
It is. Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 was Infinity Ward and Sledgehammer.
Oh, Sledgehammer, that's what it was. Hmm.
Dropping the hammer.
That's probably why Modern Warfare 2 felt so much better than the third one.
Because it was just Infinity Ward?
Well, it was the original Infinity Ward.
Well, yeah, Sledgehammer actually is those people. Sledgehammer is the people that worked on Duty 2. It's just they left because Infinity Ward
was being... I thought they went over to Respawn Entertainment.
Oh, was that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh. That, there you go. That's who they were.
Speaking of which, did they show anything at E3 about Respawn?
Nope, Respawn was not there.
What the hell are they doing?
Dude, a lot of people didn't show up.
Respawn, like a lot of though, like they didn't show up. They're really hush-hush about what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I don't think they have anything to talk about. I think that's what it is.
E3's been going downhill, though.
I mean, they keep leaving like these ominous screenshots on their website about something they're developing, and it's super blurry.
They're like, fuck you.
We got really bad monitors. Give us money. We need more money.
But you're going to love our game.
The game's not in low res, though. Trust me. We're totally rendering that at 360p.
Just, you know, just stick with us.
Come on. Come on. Hey.
Hey, come on.
Hey. Everything's going to be all right, okay? That's what our boss keeps telling us. I would like to see what they're going to do. I want to see what they're going to call it, too.
I don't know. They say it's
Call of
New
Justice.
Video game IP. I guess it would be.
Don't laugh. It's super cool.
Don't laugh. We're serious. That'll be awesome. That'll be their slogan.
Okay,
or whatever.
Here's what I think. You guys saw that War Games and Infinity Halo 4 thing?
Yeah. It was Halo 4, it was all the multiplayer stuff, wasn't it?
Infinity, yeah. Did you see the War Games trailer? Like, the pure multiplayer?
No.
That's something you should probably watch.
Why?
No, not gonna. No,
not going to.
No, you're gonna have to.
Make me. Yeah.
Okay, make here. I'm just gonna
be
there.
We're doing a podcast, Alex.
Here.
Do you not know how a podcast works?
Here. And for those who on the podcast listening now haven't seen it, look in the link.
You're putting that link there then.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it in.
I'll put it in right now.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll watch it.
Well, Nigma knows that it's fantastic.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, Christ on the cracker. Wait, you played Reach with us, right, Terry?
Yes.
What did you think of Reach? As a Halo game, I mean.
It was alright. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked Halo, or Reach. It was good.
Not by myself, but...
Yeah, no, I could never play that game by myself.
No, of course not. Well,
this is like Reach. What is the word I'm looking for? Well, this is the arcade shooter.
Well, it's the competitive shooter, I guess.
Arcade shooter.
Yeah. Like, now it's Call of Duty or whatever.
Like this.
But usually in, like, events...
No, I would say Halo is even more so an arcade-y shooter.
Yeah.
Would you really?
Because there's no iron sights. You just kind of walk up and... blast people and you jump,
which is weird because I thought they said that they were out. But I guess
this is like the new Unreal, the new Quake.
I thought there was supposed to be ADS now.
I thought so too, but I guess
I don't see any of it.
Yeah, I don't see anybody using it, but everybody's like all super close, so you wouldn't have to use it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, I guess it's a good
the map with a pistol.
It wasn't a normal pistol, though. That was like a thing that shoots like rockets or something.
In a way, it's a good thing they didn't add the ADS because it keeps it more.
That's not Halo.
Original. Yeah.
I don't want them to add it.
Well, see, the thing with Halo is that, you know, you're in a Spartan suit. It's supposed to adjust for your gun. You shouldn't have to aim down the sights. Like, that's the reason why it's not there.
Just point, like, and then the suit's like, no way, bro, you're off by like 5 feet. Let me adjust that.
Yeah, like, the suit is supposed to be able to adjust to you, what you're doing, you know? So that's where I see it, and I'm pretty sure I talked about this with Ryan, and he also agreed that that's how it works.
It is. If you watch the... what's that, the DVD thing that they came out for Halo? There's one short film there with a Spartan using a sniper rifle, and they don't look down the scope like a normal person would. They attach through a wire to the back of their helmet, and whatever the sniper scope shows, it shows on their helmet.
That's badass. So,
yeah, they don't have to look through the scope. Just aim the gun.
They don't want to look through the scope.
Hmm. Well, that's... pretty cool.
And that's how Halo works.
And that's Halo.
Yeah, no, those suits are... They're amazing.
So you said something about you have to read, like, two more books or something now? I thought you read all the books.
I started reading this one, Cryptum, which is supposed to be, like, a prequel to everything. Like, it's it happens during the Forerunner era. And I started reading it, and I didn't understand what was happening. So I got to read that out. Because in the trailer, the Halo 4 trailer they showed off at the press conference, that big-ass silver orb that rises up, people are saying that that's what's called a cryptum, where they kept like something imprisoned. And that's what the first book is called.
Do you think it's the Doctor?
Oh.
No.
What if it's
you
the Doctor?
You don't know that. You haven't finished the book.
But I got far enough to know what was in there.
Clearly you didn't, because it's the Doctor.
Yeah, it's the Doctor.
All right.
It's David
Tennant. I think we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to you guys instead of Ryan now.
We'll set you straight.
Yeah. Don't worry, Ryan. We got this. Oh, a Halo question?
We know all about space duty.
Tweet them with your Halo questions, guys.
We will give you the right answer.
Every time.
Make sure to tag Ryan in all of them.
He needs to learn.
Ryan needs to learn.
He doesn't believe us.
Halo duty.
Halo duty.
The more questions we answer, the more he'll see the light clearly.
That's just fact.
We're doing this for Ryan's sake. Because he is always wrong.
Yeah, always.
He's going to kill you guys.
Why do you think... he's dead. He doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's all right.
Oh, thank God he doesn't.
I don't think any of us actually listen to the podcast after it's out. I've listened to some of the older ones just to kind of reminisce a bit.
Ones I'm not on, but I'm on all of them.
Well, we'll just have to not, you know, invite you all the time.
Don't invite me. Stop inviting me all the time, shit.
And then I'll listen.
What was I saying about that? Why did I show you that trailer again? I was going to say something about it.
I do that.
Why am I doing these things?
Oh, well.
Why did you do that?
I'll probably remember later on.
It was rude to the viewers.
Yeah, now they're going to be wondering, too. They're going to be like, what is this? Why?
I forgot what I wanted to say with that.
That looks cool.
Oh, well.
Maybe you just thought it was really cool.
It was real cool.
Cooler than that, though.
Snapping necks and shit, and tackling each other.
Just a bunch of bros out there tackling each
other. Like, oh, motherfucker!
Good hit, bro.
Snapping asses.
Snapping.
That's what Halo Duty's all about, is just slapping asses. Putting on your helmet and playing some football.
Halo's
shooting. The new Madden.
Just forget shooting, just go tackle people.
You can't say you didn't have fun doing that in Reach.
I like the air assassinations where you jump up and like bash them into the ground. Or the ones where you land on them.
Step on their face.
Just like, stop!
I like the one where you tackle him from the side. Just grab him, throw him on the ground, stab him in the fucking throat.
Just grab him, throw him on the ground, and give him a little kiss.
You see those ones, though?
Come here, you.
No!
You're such a bitch.
Now go get the point.
We're on the same team. I know. And that's
Ryan.
Halo.
Ryan would love this podcast. I may tell him that he needs to listen to this one. Nah, I'm not gonna tell him. I'm just gonna let him find out.
I'm gonna tell him.
That's how we play Halo, guys.
The right way.
One thing that we still haven't done, though, we haven't created a custom map or nothing on Reach. I feel like we should do that probably before Halo 4 comes out.
It would be really.
We say that all the time.
Yeah, but I still feel like we should do it. You know.
You know. Cause I haven't heard if Halo 4 is going to have a Forge mode.
They didn't say anything about that.
They're not taking any of that out.
Yeah, no, they'll keep it for sure. That's like them taking out theater mode.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
No, I haven't heard them say anything.
They're stupid.
Because they got rid of matchmaking completely and called Infinity.
Well, then they just changed the name?
Yeah.
Well, no. Infinity is everything now.
Would you say there's an infinite amount of possibilities?
No, but...
Elaborate.
Infinity is anything online now. That's not campaign. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You go to Infinity, and then from there, you can do whatever.
It's either War Games, which is the online multiplayer, which is kind of like a simulation aboard the Infinity ship. Uh-huh. And then there's Spartan Ops, which is a co-op play.
Okay.
They add more and more episodes about that every week.
But from the Infinity, you would then be able to get into matchmaking.
No, there is no matchmaking. There's War Games now.
Okay, isn't that just changing the name, though?
Well, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You can change the name, but it's still essentially the same thing. You join a lobby, you set the game mode, you all vote on the game mode, and you start the game.
Yeah, but they're calling it War Games now.
Okay,
so what you just said was confirming what Terry's asking.
It's the same thing, they just changed the name.
Yeah, if you want to call it matchmaking, whatever.
I don't want to call it matchmaking, I'm just saying. That's what it is, it's the same thing.
Yeah, yes.
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 They wouldn't just rip out matchmaking.
Well,
gotta make it cool, gotta make it fit the game. War games.
I don't know. Spartan Ops looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the like weekly episodic gaming that they're talking about.
I like how they have the guns spawning on the maps now. Well, it's not really spawning on the map.
I was gonna say I didn't see anything about that, but you said that you said before this that there isn't gonna be guns spawned on the map anymore. But now you are.
Yeah, no, there's a clip in that War Games trailer where you actually see how it works. They said before that for the multiplayer, they're going to take off the guns spawning on the maps and have them instead drop in pods. And you see how that happens. The guy's running, and then like the D-pad shows up on his screen, and for each side of the D-pad, there's a picture of a gun, and it says ordnance ready. You pick one of them, and it says request confirmed, and a drop pod just lands right in front of you with the gun in it.
Huh.
This fucking gun. Okay.
It happens. Quick. Uh-huh. It goes, ordnance ready. Presses the button. Quest confirmed. Wham! Draws right
wham! Out. Fuck you! Pick it up.
Go fox the bitches! Yeah!
Yeah!
Alright!
That's what I like to hear.
Happens about a minute, 5 seconds into the trailer.
That's gotta be like the best job ever. Just dropping weapons on people. It's like, hey, I need a sniper rifle. All right.
Fucking John only asks for rocket launchers. John, you have to use other things.
No, I don't.
Now give me my fucking rocket launcher. Like repeatedly smashing the down on the D-pad.
Stop you getting
have
those.
Rocket launchers. I need another one.
Oh, shit. That was awesome.
Yeah, when it drops, it drops.
It, like, teleported. Yeah, it says, like, ordnance ready. And then, yeah, you have... It looks like on the right there's even armor or something. Something that's not a weapon, right. It doesn't look like.
Oh, you're right. I didn't notice that. Maybe
yeah,
they're going to...
Yeah, it's a Needler and one of those alien weapons, which he chose.
Maybe you can swap out your ability, like, in Reach.
Is there designated areas for this, though? Because it definitely didn't drop where he was looking. It dropped near
I'm not
him.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You see, right before it drops, there's like a yellow circle.
Yeah, well, that's showing you where it's about to land, but he didn't point at that beforehand.
I guess not. I guess it drops near you at a certain point.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
Because
so
it'd be a bitch if you ask for rocket launcher and some douchebag walks by and goes, oh, thank you, God.
Well, I'm just thinking that it would be awesome if you could choose where it goes and then you could just drop it on enemies that come around the corner. Like,
well,
you just see this
standing.
Guy come around. Just
if he's standing there, he's going to have a bad day.
He's going to have a bad time.
I think those are going to be the best deaths. We're going to see a lot of those on game fails. Just people like calling in ordinances and people being under them or coming around the corner and just like, hey, what's up? That's going to be the best.
I like how they changed that around. People are saying it's more reminiscent of Killstreaks. I don't see it like that, though.
I don't see it like that either, because it didn't look like it was tied to a Killstreak, but then again, it was just a cut, you know?
I see
yeah.
it the way I want to see it.
And how's that? It's
my way.
Oh, so you fabricate reality around what you want?
Look, I don't call it fabricating. I call it...
Lying?
Lying. It's called lying to myself. And that is my right.
And I am happier this way.
Life is a lot better now.
Okay. I can accept
that. Just wanted
that.
To throw that out. Let All everybody right. know where I'm at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where no, I'm at in my life right now. Imagination land.
And it is awesome.
Let me tell you, it's a lot better than the real world.
Is that where you live now, Terry? Away from us?
Far, far away. I'm never coming back.
Far away Goodbye. In my mind.
Farewell.
Hmm.
I won't miss any of you, because you're all here in my head, except better.
Except better. You're not bitches.
I don't completely hate all of you.
And let me tell you, I hated you.
I hated you a couple minutes ago. Just proved me wrong.
Well, I am still excited for Halo 4. I mean, regardless if they took out matchmaking and renamed it Infinity whatever...
I'm excited regardless of the other Halos. People are saying, oh, they changed so much from Halo 3. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's called Evolution.
Yeah, I don't care. It's Halo 4, not 3. If you want to play 3, go play 3.
Yeah, 3's still there.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone anywhere. If you're not going to play 4, then don't.
Don't talk to me about
it. I don't want to hear it.
I'm busy playing Halo 4.
I can't hear you over all the fun I'm having playing a brand new game.
It looks real good too. I'm not. It's so shiny.
Yeah.
It's amazing how far they pushed the Xbox's 7-year-old technology.
Do you think Halo 4 will be 2 CDs, DVDs rather?
I don't see how it can't.
So
they'll probably do what Battlefield did, one for campaign and one for multiplayer.
You mean Infinity?
Infinity, whatever. I think that's what ODST did.
No, because it was the ODST game, and then it was Halo 3
multi. 3, right.
Yep.
So they just had to stick on the Halo 3 part of it. Well, I mean, they might...
Do you think they'll do that now? Huh? Do you think it'll be Halo 4 with Halo Reach as multiplayer?
No.
I think we just went over.
No. What if it is, huh? What if?
Then that would be weird.
What did we just watch? Because that is not Reach.
That is, I don't want that. No.
It's just going to cause Microsoft some grief if they do something like that.
Hey, guys, I'm making Halo 4. But we're still going to use Reach.
Surprise, we ripped out Infinity and just went with Reach multiplayer. It was easier, everyone was getting tired.
Yeah. It was a lot of work, you know. And one thing
we didn't feel up to it
is being really lazy.
That's a good way to kick off 343.
Yep.
I like how people are asking if it's coming to PC.
Like that.
Like, do you see 3 or Reach on PC? Do you think so?
You never know. Yeah, it took them ages to get Halo 1 on PC, and even then it ran like shit.
So did 2.
2 came to PC? Oh yeah, 2 did come to PC. Yeah. Didn't 2 come to PC a lot quicker, though?
It did, but they delayed it still because there was an image of a guy mooning everybody in the game, and they had to take that out.
Oh, we forgot about that.
It was a joke, and we forgot about it. Our bad.
It's Borderlands all over again.
There's also people saying they don't like the announcer's voice in Halo 4 now. The guy who announces all the...
Is it not the same guy?
It's the same guy, and it sounds the same. The guy still goes, double kill, and all that shit. It's
like, no, that doesn't sound right.
I know, like, what the
but
fuck?
We ripped it from the last game.
It's literally the same audio files. There was no reason for us to make new ones.
No,
it's clearly not the same guy, guys. I think it looks good.
Yeah. It looks good. It looks fun. I like new modes. So, yeah.
That Spartan Ops looks legit.
Mm-hmm. I think that should be something that we should dedicate a day out of the week to do, because I'm sure Ryan's going to do it anyways.
Ryan's already going to dedicate a day. He did it with the challenges.
He's dedicating a whole fucking month to the game.
He has a dedicated room in his house for Halo. That's not even a joke. That is him. You know, I told him that that's my guest room, or that's my room when I'm coming over.
He said, I want to sleep in the Halo room.
And Sarah's going to yell at me. I'll be like, Mom!
Get out of my room! He's just moving. Move into their house. Put up your own posters and everything.
More Halo posters.
Ryan would be okay with that.
Ryan would be on board. He'd be like, hell yeah! Let's do it. Your room.
But it's still mine.
But no, really, it's actually my room. Don't get too excited.
Is he getting the Legendary Edition? Do you guys know?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, he will. There's no doubt he will.
Because as soon as it was announced, he was like, I'm going to go get it.
All right, going to the store.
He's just watching the trailer. He's like, Legendary announced. He's like, mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be right back.
All
right.
He looks over, and it's already in his room. Like, okay, yeah, no, it's out.
I thought it was already out.
Because I have it. It's right here. It's cool, I guess. I mean, if you like Halo.
Which I do.
Which I do?
Oh, no big deal or anything.
He's in his room talking to himself.
It's like watching some press release about Halo 4, the Legendary Edition, like just to learn more about it, and he already has it in his room, having a great time.
Oh, I didn't know that about it.
Interesting. Let me just look.
Take a that real quick. Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that came with the last one.
That got the fucking statue.
The statue, and then there was like a journal, and then there was a patch.
A pile of dicks in the box.
Yeah, and I quickly threw those out.
Really? Because that journal.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, okay. You talked about the journal.
Let me tell you. Okay. For someone who's like into the Halo lore and all that, that journal means a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was neat. I knew I wouldn't get it.
So there's a lot of information in that journal if you know what you're looking at.
I don't.
I didn't see any nudie pictures, so no, I don't know what I'm
looking at. Well,
journal. All right. Nudie pictures. Here we go. Hey, hello.
What are you going to look at? Nudie pictures of dudes in fucking armor?
Whatever. Nudie pictures of nudie pictures, all right? I am biased.
Hey, in his defense, those dudes are ripped.
Those dudes are shredded, bro.
Guys are fucking big, dude.
Ain't Gears of War big, but they big.
No, kids, they're tiny in Gears. They're what? Short. They're short.
They're short. They're yeah. wide, then. That's what you're
They're
saying.
Very wide.
Okay.
Double wide.
They're double wide, yeah. Speaking of that, what's up with that new Gears?
I don't know.
I thought it ended after 3.
I saw the trailer, and that was all I saw of it, and don't care.
I didn't even understand 3. I got 3, I played through it once, and that was it. I didn't even pay attention to the story.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There's a new Gears?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gear, what was it, Judgment or something?
I don't know anything about it. Just
Gears of Judgment.
I don't know. It doesn't have the main character from the other Gears.
No, it has the two support characters that no one cares about.
Yeah. The big black guy and Cid from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, he's what's that one character from Penny Arcade that loves Macs?
Max?
Yeah, like Mac computers, Apple.
Charles.
Charles. He's Charles.
Yeah, that's Charles, all right. Looks exactly like him. I never thought of it that way. I always thought it was Cid from Final Fantasy VII.
Nope. That's Charles. Charles. He's going to get you a Mac.
Charles in charge?
Set you with an iPhone.
You know, that's a great Android you get, but I'm going to set you up with an
iPhone. You know what I'm going to do? Got to set you up with an iPhone.
I'm going to break this. First off, going to break this. Right? That's just reality. You're going to have to face that.
This piece of shit in half.
You hurt me, Charles.
You hurt me. You cut me deep.
You hurt me.
I, on the other hand, am enjoying my Android phone. So
I didn't see the Nintendo E3 conference. What happened there besides Pikmin?
Pikmin!
They showed a bunch of games for the Wii U and 3DS. Apparently, the thing about Nintendo, they had a lot of games. It's mostly ports for the Wii U.
Yeah.
But they have like 3 different conferences. They had the Sunday one, the little preview video thing.
The one where they were like, oh, this internet thing is super cool.
You guys see this internet thing? How long has that been around?
Man, that is awesome.
They had that on Sunday, and then they had their conference, and then I guess they had a 3DS, like, just for 3DS games conference, like, later that night, and then they had a developer roundtable later that night, which we only saw the Sunday thing and then the actual conference, but apparently they had a lot of conferences. They had a lot of games to show, but it's mostly ports and stuff that we already knew about.
I heard they had a new Super Mario Brothers 2.
It's the new
kinda. It's another side scroller.
It's the new Super Mario series again, basically.
Yeah, Mario U or something.
Yeah, the new Super Mario Brothers U. I don't like how they put U at the end of everything.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I understand your system's called Wii U. That's cool. You don't have to name everything. You don't have to.
I guess they're trying to bring the whole 64 thing back, but it's not really working.
Yeah, it doesn't stick this time.
It doesn't sound as cool.
64 was awesome. They had a 64 at the end. Yeah.
Mario's.
They had that 64 at the end. You're like, oh, I need to get that.
Yeah, that was okay. I don't like this U stuff because it just makes everything sound Japanese. Zombie U.
It just makes it sound stupid.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers. U. What?
I'm not saying that. No, I'm boycotting.
New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's good.
But we should just come up with another.
But New Super Mario's is fucking just amazing. It's badass.
Yeah, well, that game has always been fun.
Then there's Rayman too, right?
Yeah. Rayman. I mean, I'm not into Rayman, but I mean, if you're into Rayman, it looked like a good game.
It looked like you're going to have your shit cut out for you using that tablet. Guy was pressing so many buttons at the speed of light.
It seems like it was just a song the whole time. It was another song game.
I didn't like it. It looked more like he was playing on a tablet than it did on the console.
Well, that's the point, because it's for people that don't want to, you know, play traditionally. So it's like you're playing your game, and it's like you have a friend there, or your mom, or your dad, or whatever, and he's like, hey, you want to play with me?
All you have to do. If you don't have your friend.
No, what I mean is you have one guy playing as Rayman moving through the level, and then the other guy is that floating thing.
Well, there's three. You can have two of the people playing, and then you can have that one extra guy.
Yeah, but so, see, that one extra guy who was floating around was playing. It looked like he was playing on an Android tablet instead of a console.
That's the point.
I didn't like that, though. I feel like they could do something better.
Don't play that character. You don't have to. That's
get your Xbox controller like where and play the other character. Direction.
It doesn't matter that you don't like that. You have options. They didn't make it so you only had to do that.
I don't know. I don't like it. It
don't
feels
play it that way. Play Rayman.
I don't plan to play Rayman.
Don't play Rayman, period. That's it. We're not playing Rayman.
Well, I'm not getting a Wii U, so...
See, they kind of...
Like any of them.
It's kind of like what they did for the GameCube, and what was that, Final Fantasy Chronicles? Crystal Chronicles? Chronicles. With a C-H.
The way it's spelled. Okay.
So, it like, where you saying had, Chronicles. To play the game, you had to hook up your Game Boy SP to the GameCube, and that would be your controller.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would play on your TV... But your item inventory stuff.
Well,
would
yeah,
be
they're gonna have stuff like that.
See, that was neat to me. Yeah. You know,
and now you can have that all over again.
I'm hoping
have that magic all over again, except on touchscreen. Be a lot easier.
It would be a lot easier.
Do you guys think that the actual touchscreen of that is actually going to be good? Because
yes,
you know how
I
some touchscreen things are really bad.
But it's gonna. I imagine it'll be DS quality. But
it was good on DS. Yes.
But it's going to cost a shit ton. You're going to pay out the ass for just the standalone tablet thing, you know?
Tablets
does that,
cost, what,
does the
like
tablet come
$100?
With a Wii U? Like when you buy a Wii U brand
new? Yeah, you
get one. Okay, thank God.
Right now, I guess what they're going to be doing is they have developed games that use two, but most of the launch titles are only going to use one tablet thing.
Yeah.
So you'll get the one tablet with it, and then you'll just have to pay for an extra one later on when they start pushing out games for that
so
have
you,
support too.
Do you think that they're not going to be able to hit their price mark, like as they used to do? Because like the Wii or Nintendo's
always
been the
cheaper
solution.
No, I think they'll hit a good price mark for the system. But I mean, if you're just trying to buy an extra tablet thing, you're going to pay out the ass.
So why not just buy a brand new system?
Nah. Well, it'd be cheaper than buying a system, of course.
I don't know.
Tablets already cost up like $400. I don't know how.
Yeah, but this isn't
this.
A tablet. That,
oh yeah,
that
it's not like
a computer.
Well, it's still got touchscreen shit, and
it's basically that's all it is.
Super cheap.
Just a touchscreen.
The actual piece of a touchscreen screen is actually really cheap. Like you can buy a touchscreen for your computer. To run off of like a serial port if your computer still has fucking serial port. I know.
Yeah, because all it is, it's the screen and then it's streaming the the gameplay from it or whatever. The controls.
Yeah.
And
so that's the part that you're not paying for that bit. You're paying for basically the operating system that's on it.
That's what you're paying for. Don't forget it's got Nintendo brand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
fucking Wii controllers is still like $40 for like just the controller, and then you pay an extra $15 for the nunchuck,
which is stupid.
You got to figure you're gonna pay like at least $60-$70 for an extra tablet controller.
No, it's probably gonna be it's gonna be over $100 for a tablet.
I'll get over because they're not gonna sell any that way. They gotta be able to sell it.
Because there's still regular controllers too. So like if you're debating between $20 of whether to get a tablet or just a regular like Xbox ripoff controller, you know, why not just pay $20 to get the tablet?
What if you need to replace it? Like if something happens to the tablet that came with the system?
Warranty? I mean, if you're not gonna break that thing within the first year, it's probably not gonna break for a while.
Well, it doesn't cover it if you break it. That's not how warranties work.
Yeah, that's why you lie.
This giant crack on my tab. I don't know what happened.
I picked it up, and it was just already there.
It just shattered in my hands. I was like, what's my Nintendo?
I'm fucking ripped. let me tell you, Miss Lady across the phone line, I'm ripped, but I'm not.
She can't see me, but
I am shredded.
I got some pythons on. You ever see that movie Anaconda?
It's like that.
Except it's two of them.
It's two of them. They're my arms. And they're not snakes.
They're my arms. They're not snakes. They'll bite you, though. You know, they'll get in there. They'll give you a little pinch.
So what are you doing later? I mean, wait, I got... Wait, warranty first, right? That's right. That's why I'm here.
Hey, you sound hot.
What is that, an Indian accent? That's not funny. Outsourcing is not a joke.
It's kind of a joke.
Bring back American gerbs.
Fox made a sitcom about it. It's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, no, I'm not even gonna lie. I am kind of intrigued by the Wii U, and like actually to the point where I may buy one.
I don't know. I didn't really see anything.
The thing is that I know it's gonna end up just to be like our current Wii. It hasn't been turned on in months.
No, I think they got the right idea with the whole... they have the graphics. They have the hardware now. They got...
I think the graphics are still way behind where they should be, though.
Yep.
Way behind.
What they said was that the graphics are going to be on par with the 360 and PS3. Mm-hmm. But then once Microsoft or Sony release their new console...
Which is within the next year.
What's going to happen?
Same thing that happened with Wii.
Exactly.
The thing is that they're saying that. Nowhere did I see any graphics that were on par with the 360 or the PS3.
They've been saying
it's all in the ports. Don't look at it. It's not. Nintendo hasn't made anything that's, you know, on par right now. It's all in the ports. Like Ubisoft games, they're all going to look, you know, like you're playing
I saw that Arkham City game, and it looked like crap.
It was the same
thing.
There
was no anti-aliasing.
It looked the same to me.
No, rewatch it, dude. It does not look the same.
I don't know. That Zombie U was the only thing that looked worth it to me.
Oh, yeah, that was
pretty bloody.
No, they haven't shown
Nintendo.
Like,
that was
a lot of in-game. That wasn't even Nintendo, was it? I thought that was Ubisoft.
I don't know, but it's on the fucking Wii U.
Well, yeah, I know it's on the Wii U, but
I can't believe they allowed.
I'm saying Nintendo hasn't made anything that looks, you know, especially.
Nintendo themselves has.
Yeah.
And I don't think they ever will.
Maybe.
The most violent.
Well, no, they have to. Eventually they have to. They have to kick, you know, fucking get their shit off the ground and actually do some stuff. I'm actually watching some gameplay for Arkham City right now. And, the pad looks pretty sweet. I like the gadgets, like, all right there in front of you.
Yeah, that whole thing is nice. Like, how you can just touch stuff. To switch, you know, you don't have to fumble or pause or anything. Got good ideas.
I just wish there was a better view of the actual screen. Why is everything blue in E3 this year, by the way? It seems like everywhere, every footage I've seen that's like on the floor, everything's blue.
Gotta have your blue lights up, bro.
Why?
To fuck with you.
To fuck with you, okay.
So like, fuck you, Dwight! Don't like blue! Fuck you!
I think E3 is just saying fuck you to everyone. Be cool if they can fix it. Like, fix E3.
I don't know how. How are you gonna fix E3?
I don't know. People aren't even coming. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people aren't coming. Fix that. Why aren't they coming? Figure out why they're not coming and fix that.
What happened to Valve? Valve didn't show up at E3, did they?
Valve had nothing to announce.
There.
They wanted to talk about CSGO and what was it, Dota 2, I think?
I thought they weren't even there.
No, they said that they were just this year they were just going to announce all that stuff. I don't think it's anything to do with E3, just the fact that that's what they're talking about this year. Like, they have nothing else this year to talk about.
Really?
Which is, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because they have so many really awesome IPs. I mean, and I, you know, beating a dead horse, but you know, Half-Life 3, everybody's still like wondering, like, why is that?
They
not
are
out?
That is what everybody is waiting for. They're ready to throw themselves
every
at it.
Every single year they are, though. I'm pretty sure we talked about this last year too on the podcast. You know,
it's Half-Life 3.
Yeah, no, if fucking Valve asks for a human sacrifice for Half-Life 3, they will give them a human
someone will
sacrifice.
Find it. Someone will find one. Someone will volunteer, probably, I bet.
So there's going to be like 50 people that do it, and just all at once. It's like, take me.
Choose me. I will.
They don't even coordinate with it. They only need to do one sacrifice, but they won't even bother coordinating. They're just like, we require a human sacrifice. Done.
I just killed this guy.
I just killed the guy next to me.
All right, where is it? I just killed a man for you.
We were joking. No, you don't get the joke.
You don't get the joke about Half-Life 3.
It's done, so I guess you better show me some Half-Life
3. Yeah, listen, it's done, okay? What are we going to do, okay? Listen, it's done. It's done. Just
I held up my end of the bargain.
Yeah, no, people will go that far for it.
Which is a shame, because then the people that die don't get to play it. Yeah. Didn't really think that one through.
We'll make a statue.
And it's stupid, because if Valve takes the stage at E3, and there is a 3 anywhere on that stage, they will go nuts.
See, that's the thing. It's like,
so we're talking about Team Fortress 3. That's a 3 out of 3!
No, like if the 3 shows up on a screen, people will start to lose their shit. They will physically start to go nuts.
What they should do. They should have
shit will physically just come out.
Have a 3 show up on the end of the screen, have it like fade in, and everybody goes, ah!
And then
have Team Fortress come in the front of it.
What if someone has a heart attack?
They'll be like, ah!
What if it was like a 3 and then it had the less than sign that faded in afterwards? And then they put like JK, and then they're like, we have nothing.
We're done.
Hey, Dota's just at the end, at the very end of a Valve conference, it's like a 3, it shows up on screen. People are like, oh my god. And it goes, and then an E just shows up real quick right next to it. It says, have a nice E3.
See?
The thing is that if Valve is ever short of money, which is not going to be anytime soon, because Valve has like one of the craziest high, like
Valve owns Steam. That's it.
Like per what is it? Most money per person that works for Valve. Like each person in Valve is worth like $15 million or something.
Damn.
Like to the amount of money that they make. So like they're never going to come into, at least not anytime soon, into a situation where they need money. Because I was gonna say, if they need money, just fucking right there. Just put, you know, Half-Life 3 is coming. Pre-orders are open. Fucking $1 billion first day guaranteed.
They could do a Kickstarter for Half-Life 3.
They could do it.
Double what they need for it.
They could put a Kickstarter and just be like, listen, we really don't need any money. We're just gonna throw a badass party. Kickstarter. What's up?
And people will be like, okay,
we're gonna flap people out with your money.
with your money.
Yeah. my phone
agrees, dude.
I like how that happened as soon as we got quiet.
Party!
This is from Chris Solomon. Out of nowhere, it's just, I think it was a mass text. He goes, new plan, raging house party in Santa Cruz for my birthday tomorrow night. I'll have an address tomorrow.
I'll figure out where I live tomorrow.
It's not at his house.
Because I am wasted right now.
Raging party in Santa Cruz tomorrow. That's California.
You know what? I wouldn't mind if they came out with a Left 4 Dead 3.
Oh, I would. I would love it.
I wouldn't mind. I'd like it. I love Left 4 Dead.
I'd like that shit on Facebook.
That makes it official, bro.
You don't even know.
Light. Bam, light.
Real quick, touching back on Arkham City before we're completely far from, away from it. I apparently have seemed to be talking out of my ass, Terry, because, I don't know. I can't find anything that proves what I saw was what it was. I just see a bunch of screenshots that look... It says it's from the Wii U, but they look awesome.
Yeah, because so. The hardware is, like, a little better than 360.
Do you know where I could find... I'll just Google some Wii U...
Specs.
Hardware specs.
Like, the thing is, it's good to go.
It's just, I didn't... You'd think that they would have something to bring out to make it really stand out, to show the graphic capabilities of the Wii U, you know? And there wasn't really anything.
Well, there's that, and we were watching through a stream, so that didn't help.
But, I mean, like, games-wise, like, even if it was just, like, a game out, you know, to look at, you know? I mean, there's Arkham City, but I don't know. I feel like there could have been something better. If it was better hardware... Bring Far Cry 3 over.
Huh? Didn't they?
No, they should.
I mean, didn't they, though? Isn't it going to be on Wii U? I know they didn't show it, but it's Ubisoft.
No.
And Ubisoft makes games for everybody, and Ubisoft is in fucking love with Wii U. So, what's that?
I have no idea.
Doesn't really say much about the
gaggle
CPU
it.
And GPU.
You gaggle it. I'm gaggling Wii U stuff.
The CPU in the Wii U is IBM power.
Busy playing Diablo.
GPU is custom AMD Radeon-based high-definition GPU. So there's a fucking Radeon inside of that, which is not the best thing.
Better
not
pay
right now,
drivers.
Because that's what's giving me all my shit right now is my 7970. Which is totally for sale. Has a water block on it if anybody wants to buy. trade me a 680 for it or something. I just need a 680 to see if it is my graphics card that's giving me my blue screens. That's all. That's all I want to know.
Can I borrow someone's 680?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, I should actually. I should probably talk to Lee then.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
He has like a garage full of his personal computer has 3 680s in water or 580s actually. Water
and he cool. Only uses it for browsing.
He only uses it for porn.
Badass 3D porn on 7 monitors.
Because you got to see it at 7 different angles.
He plays a lot of Battlefield. So.
A lot of Battlefield.
On 7 screens, a lot of Battlefield.
That's what I need. Like that would be my goal. I want to get 2 680s and then get 3 monitors and relive my moment that I had at LandFest where I was just playing Battlefield with a
fly into the danger zone.
It was incredible, Terry. It was incredible. One day.
Flying so high above the clouds. Never thought I could be so free. That was you. That was you when you were playing.
Yeah. And then I had like 7 people behind me watching me, and I was like, oh.
Where'd you come
from? I'm not even kidding, dude. I was scared when I turned around and saw those people watching me.
Just sitting there with like slack-jawed idiots. Wow.
Yeah, because they asked me, it's like, what game is this?
Are you playing Top Gun? Nah, shut up. No, it ain't.
Nah.
You're lying. You're full of shit.
It is Call of Duty. I called it.
Ah, I knew it was Call of Duty. I remember that jet level.
That's a good joke.
That's a funny ass joke.
Well, I'm trying to read through this article here. And how much should I trust the Darksiders developer?
Yeah.
So much.
No. It's pretty trustworthy to me.
Trustworthy guy to me, right?
I mean, the Wii didn't even come out with a Blu-ray. Huh?
That's true.
See? Fucked up.
Well, because Blu-ray is Sony technology.
So?
A whole lot of people clamoring for a Blu-ray player in their Wii.
There's a USB 2.0 ports. Surprise, there's no 3.0. There's HTML 1.4 now, though. That's interesting that they actually have the highest or the most up-to-date HDMI coming.
Well, they better.
Their gamepad runs on Bluetooth, which is also a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Till Redtooth comes out.
It does have an infrared sensor strip, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's for its controllers.
Yeah.
What?
Because you'll still be able to use it in tandem with the Wii controller, yeah.
Because it's backwards compatible with Wii games.
Oh.
So you just prop your thing up and use it as...
Have any of you guys realized how much emphasis they're putting on the fact that the analog sticks are clickable?
I haven't seen a whole lot of emphasis.
Every single time that they ever talk about the analog sticks, they mention that they're clickable.
Did you know you could click them?
And I was like, did you know that the PS3 and the 360 have been doing that for years?
Did you know you could do that on PS2?
Yeah, that as well. Huh?
I remember when I first learned about it, I was like, what the hell is L3? Click the sticking.
Click the sticking.
You can do that? That's a thing.
Then again, Nintendo did just learn that the internet was real. So that wasn't a joke. That wasn't a really long joke that was going on, Nintendo. The internet is here.
Nah, you're lying.
Like, whoa, you can use this
internet
to talk to people super far.
You mean you don't have to assign numbers to people? We can just make them pick names? Bullshit. You're lying.
Do other people know about this?
We gotta get on top of these people.
Who else knows about this?
Oh,
we gotta give it a cool name. Like Gamer Tag or something.
Gamer name.
We'll call it online name.
Your internet name.
Internet identity.
It's your inner name.
Your inner name.
So apparently the discs, real quick, for the Wii U are actually 25 gig discs.
Nice.
That's on par with Blu-ray.
There you go.
So, yeah, no, I think the Wii U is actually is fucking killing it right now. From a spec wise, right here.
Well, they are the newest next gen console coming out.
It's true.
So far, though. Once Sony or Microsoft unveils their shit, their asshole's gonna be in ribbons.
Oh.
I don't understand how you do that with an asshole.
Oh, it's possible.
Haven't you seen YouTube ever?
Haven't you ever seen left or right YouTube? On YouTube?
You gotta get with the times. It's all over YouTube.
Well, I think that's a pretty good note to leave on.
Assholes.
Yeah, asshole shredding. So, I'm sorry that the podcast did come out late today, but, you know.
But it's long.
But it's
long.
It's not that long.
It's pretty long.
It's pretty long.
It's about the same time as always.
Mm-hmm.
I edit these. Trust me. But anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully I can figure my shit out before then. That way we can get shit out on time. Know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Anal stripping.
It's shit and shit.
Right? That's what it was called? Because I'm a YouTube it. Anal stripping?
Don't. Alex?
Don't.
Do it. Just
you should
it.
Probably do that in Google Images instead.
But I want a video of it.
You gotta see it in action.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm gonna be taking it out of context, so.
Exactly.
Anyways, I'm gonna go do that and maybe contemplate buying a Wii U.
Just sit around and ponder that.
How do I feel about it?
Should I? Or shan't I?
Shan't I won't.
Shan't I won't.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.